Charlie, our number one fan.
Thanks for saying you liked some of my songs.
We played Bombay by El Guincho.
Yes.
And then Peace Ubs by Rusty, Sabali by Amadou and Mariam, and then my Spotify queue played Seven Words by Waze Blood.
I think it was a nice calm down.
Yeah.
I think it was a nice progression through very spritzed out and then...
If you forgot, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is now the third hour of Sweet Corn. Sorry, everyone. This is your extra serving of creamed corn.
Heaping pile. Just like...
It's gonna come out in your poop tomorrow.
A Lincoln Log lodge made of corn on the cob. Or something.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would go to the art museum that displayed that.
I would make that.
I would.
It sounds
that.
Like a really terrible, like, Damien Hirst sculpture, to be totally honest.
But it's like 150 feet tall.
And it's in like a block of glass. Disgusting.
I learned about corn from going to the street one time. I had never had it before. And I thought, this seems to be fraud enough to make art.
Yeah. Speaking of making art, we're coming out with our new publication soon.
Oh, that's true.
The theme is speed, subtext, the quickness.
Or any like space of text, the quickness.
Yeah. Subtext, bottom text.
I'll take this moment to plug Helen's amazing essays that are going to be featured in this publication.
Oh my god.
Which have shaken some people to their cores. I'm not talking about the cores of their corns on the cobs.
No.
I'm talking real solid shift in behavior and social practice for some folks.
Wow.
Effort.
Very flattering.
Trying.
Yes, if you go to my Instagram, you can read my latest publicized essay. It's 3 Instagram blocks long.
I am really in love with text on Instagram and also the multiple like photo set feature, but
yeah.
Used for text.
Finally we can have a narrative outside of the grid. I hate having to look at someone's profile to see their grid on Instagram. I think it is dumb and stupid.
Yes. And the grid world really doesn't leave a lot of room for interactivity. You can't really like merge
or
Instagram.
Nuance.
Yeah, I really am interested in my personal practice of putting Instagram in the physical space or interacting with physical space.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave room. All you get are stacks and scrolls.
Right.
Which are things that can be replicated.
Right. But yeah, I'm definitely going to start posting more essays on Instagram because I think it's also like a form where it will reach the most people.
Imagine if you did, but you put them all into simple text animations like the Hedo Sterile piece that we saw, Liquidity Ink.
Yeah.
There were some beautiful text effects.
Yes.
That were really luminary, really gelatinous.
Yeah.
Speaking of gelatinous, what's this beautiful seething tone going beneath our words?
This is 69er by Boards of Canada.
Oh, relatable.
Yeah.
Woo.
I personally don't relate, but I do empathize. But, yeah, topics of speed are really like, we're going to be talking about songs that we like to listen to sped up. So if you have any suggestions for that, send them to us. You can find our Instagram @cloud_cellar. Cellar is in a basement. So slide into our DMs.
Suggest a more catchy handle, maybe.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm in love with our moniker yet. I think.
Yeah, I mean,
it may shift. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Also, like.
Yeah, I think of places like.
We just need a signifier.
Yeah. I mean, MoMA PS1, I think, decided to have such a simplified name because of how simplified their first shows were. The room show where they had an artist take over each room.
Yes.
Really remarkable. I can't speak over 100 Waters.
No, I think we need to listen to this. All right, we're going to listen to this song now, everyone. Show me love. Show me love. Show me love. I got a crick in my neck, limp in my step, cramping in my muscles every time I try to flex. But broken, not really in the right mindset to see more pain. Oh,
like a politician body. But you made me listen to your petition to rot. Let the lions get up.
As a joke, we were going to try to find a clean version of a Cupcake song, but it apparently does not exist.
Yeah, the concept of a clean cupcake.
I'm not interested, to be quite honest.
I don't think it can happen. Mm-mm. I'm imagining no icing, a bald cupcake.
Ugh. That concert had me bald, to be totally honest.
Oh, very sweet time. Very young crowd. Remarkable.
Really?
How
yeah. I got pretty drunk that show, as we have already discussed, so no need to discuss it too much. Yeah.
It goes without saying.
I'm thinking we play that B-52 song about a wig.
I wish it could be at 45 RPM.
I know. Yeah, Spotify really needs to give us the option to like speed things up like YouTube does. Wait, actually, I'm just going to go straight to the source. I'm going to go to YouTube. And we're going to listen to Wig by the B-52s, but sped up.
Oh, yes.
Because I have a feeling this is going to be real good.
Good, good, good.
What's that on your head?
A wig.
What's that on your head?
A wig.
I say, what's that on your head?
A wig.
What's that on your head?
A wig.
Wig, 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 wig.
Baby's got a wig.
Baby's got a wig. Baby's got a wig. Baby's got a wig.
sorry, an ad started playing on YouTube. We're gonna listen to another B-52 song sped up, because it is just too good. Show Me Love featuring Chance the Rapper, Moses Sumney, and Robin Hannibal, originally by 100 Waters and then remixed by Skrillex because they needed to have as many names as possible in that. And then we played Wig and Girl from Ipanema Goes to Greenland by the B-52s but sped up times 1.5, which is my new favorite song. So
safe bet.
I drove around listening to that album by the B-52s a lot in LA with Andy because that's like her favorite band. And I should have known to speed it up. Really regretting that now. I would have absolutely died in a fury on the 101 or the 405 had I done that. I know LA words now, which are just highways.
How about Sunset Boulevard?
Oh, I see what you did there, because it's a street and a movie. The most LA thing you can be, a street and a movie.
Mulholland Drive, anyone? Anyone?
I screamed every time I saw the road sign.
Any takers?
Any takers, folks. Anyway, I can't wait to move to LA and just scream the entire time I live there. Because you know what? People from LA, they're too used to it. They like, how do you live there and not like just blow up because it's so funny all the time? I could not stop laughing the entire week I was there.
I feel like it's a very overwhelming experience if you allow yourself to be present at everything that's happening around you.
I made that mistake. Yeah, we don't have things like that in the Midwest. We have other things, like Heather's is set in Ohio.
That's true.
There's
three billboards outside Billings, yeah. Missouri or whatever. I haven't seen it yet. That's my home state.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a film.
Yeah.
There are many films set in my region.
And
most
in Ohio.
Of them are about meth.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very similar. Trying to think what are some other good movies set in Ohio.
Gummo?
Yes. I knew there was something sort of meth-like that was set in Ohio. And what do you know? It's a Harmony Korine film called Gummo, where a kid eats spaghetti in the bathtub.
Up next, our top 10 meth-like movies.
Most of them are by Harmony Korine. I have really fond memories of Valentine's Day 3 years ago where I sat in bed, ate a ring pop that I bought for myself, and watched Julie and Donkey Boy.
Wow.
It was awful.
That does sound really, really unpleasant. I was hoping you'd at least say Spring Breakers.
Nope.
Then the ring pop would make sense.
Nope. Hopefully I never go back to that place in my life again where I am pulling pranks like that on myself.
When you do clownery, it comes back to bite. I believe this is a bad interpretation of the popular phrase.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm really hungry, and I have now been here for almost 2.5 hours, so I will leave our listeners with the feeling of the sped up B-52s.
It's a good energy to sign off with.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's all I have to say.
Yeah, leave what you're going to eat a mystery.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mystery to me, so. Have a thoughtful Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Remember that he hated capitalism. That was his dream, was not only that people of color would no longer have to suffer in the dungeon that is white supremacy, but also that capitalism is part of white supremacy. So also I heard that Fox News like tweeted that we should like not make MLK Day so political. Which is like, what? Anyway, so I'm gonna leave you with that thought also, that
I mean, also anytime you see anything that says MLK died on this day, just remember MLK was killed
by a white man.
By a white man who is being influenced by the US government.
So,
but you know,
keep on keeping on, as they say. Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
XOXO.
Oh. My Rex impersonation.
Oh, we have a cat now.
This is how Rex would say goodbye if he was here. He'd be like,
he's so cute.
Wow. Wow. I wish we could show you a picture right now of this cat.
He's really beautiful.
I can't describe how
he's wonderful. Just a cat's cat. He's the ideal quintessential cat. That's all there is to it.
A vision.
All right. I'm very hungry. Good night.
Something is missing. say it first. So alone, so alone. Just don't say it all. Be alright.
This isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Solid gold, yeah. Solid gold.
to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person.
for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
When I'm with you, but I love it. This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
What they're doing in Jackson and little old Eda Bean. from the sound of your lips when they pressed against mine.